Welcome back to the Divine Office podcast online. Hopefully today is the day when the online environment that we pray in will get to look a little bit better. In any case, thank you for being here on this podcast. This is probably our last opportunity for a while to celebrate a special liturgy or a special prayer at the end of our liturgy for Mary. There's actually what's known as an optional memorial of Mary on every Saturday during ordinary time. But we will not have that option during Advent, and that's coming up very soon. So even though we're going to keep the readings exactly the same, I don't want to make them the Mary or the Common of Mary readings. We're just going to go and pray that in honor of Mary at the end. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. So there's a few special prayers, like the special antiphon for our invitatory. Come, let us worship Christ, the Son of Mary, Psalm 24. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm. Come, let us worship Christ, the Son of Mary. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who is not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor. Come, let us worship Christ, the Son of Mary. He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob. Come, let us worship Christ, the Son of Mary. O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory. Come, let us worship Christ, the Son of Mary. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war. Come, let us worship Christ, the Son of Mary. O gates, lift higher heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory. Come, let us worship Christ, the Son of Mary. Who is he, the King of Glory? Who, he, the Lord of armies, he is the King of Glory. Come, let us worship Christ, the Son of Mary. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship Christ, the Son of Mary. Ye who own the faith of Jesus, sing the wonders that were done, when the love of God the Father, over our sin, the victory won. When he made the Virgin Mary, mother of his only Son. Hail Mary, full of grace. Blessed were the chosen people, out of whom the Lord did come. Blessed was the land of promise, fashioned for his earthly home. But more blessed far the mother, she who bore him in her womb. Hail Mary, full of grace. Wherefore let all the faithful people tell the honor of her name. Let the church in her foreshadowed, part in her thanksgiving claim. What Christ's mother sang in gladness, let Christ's people sing the same. Hail Mary, full of grace. Praise, O Mary, praise the Father, praise thy Savior and thy Son. Praise the everlasting Spirit, who hast made thee ark and throne. Over all creatures highly exalted, lowly praise the three in one. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord summons heaven and earth to witness his judgment on his people. And then we're going to pray the Psalms that would have been here regardless of whether it was a Saturday with this optional memorial or not. Psalm 50, genuine love of God. And the church gives us this sentence. I have come not to abolish the law, but to bring it to fulfillment. Matthew 5:17, to help us place it in the context of Christ's life in the New Testament. The God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth, from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion's perfect beauty, he shines. Our God comes. He keeps silent no longer. Before him fire devours. Around him tempests rage. He calls on the heavens and the earth to witness his judgment of his people. Summon before me my people who made covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord summons heaven and earth to witness his judgment on his people. Antiphon 2. Come to me in your distress, and I will save you. Listen, my people, I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you, for I am God, your God. I accuse you, lay the charge before you. I find no fault with your sacrifices. Your offerings are always before me. I do not ask more bullocks from your farms, nor goats from among your herds. For I own all the beasts of the forest, beasts in their thousands on my hills. I know all the birds in the sky, all that moves in the field belongs to me. And we'll repeat the antiphon, come to me in your distress, and I will save you. Were I hungry, I would not tell you, for I own the world and all it holds. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Come to me in your distress, and I will save you, is the antiphon I'm repeating. Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God, and render him your votive offerings. Call on me in the day of distress. I will free you, and you shall honor me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come to me in your distress, and I will save you. Antiphon 3. A sacrifice of praise will give me glory. But God says to the wicked, how can you recite my commandments and take my covenant on your lips, you who despise my law, and throw my words to the winds? A sacrifice of praise will give me glory. You who see a thief and go with him, who throw in your lot with adulterers, who unbridle your mouth for evil, and whose tongue is plotting crime. A sacrifice of praise will give me glory. You who sit and malign your brother and slander your own mother's son. You do this, and should I keep silent? Do you think that I am like you? A sacrifice of praise will give me glory. You who sit and malign your brother and slander your own mother's son. You do this, and should I keep silent? Do you think I'm like you? Okay, I repeated that twice. See, everyone makes mistakes. Mark this, you who never think of God, lest I seize you and you cannot escape. A sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and I will show God's salvation to the upright. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, you call us the special objects of your incredible love. In Jesus Christ, you prove your love for us in that while we were still sinners, he died for us. The Catechism says that our dignity and our value as humans lies above all, in that from the very moment of our existence, we are called to converse with you. In sending your word, you restored what was broken and enabled us through your word to learn how to address words to you in friendship and love. Now teach us to praise you through our actions and words, so that by your word, we may always dwell in you and with you. Did I do the glory to the Father? If I didn't, I'll do it again. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A sacrifice of praise will give me glory. So I thank God for the amazing opportunity of leading these special prayers in the name of the church. And we pray the verse introducing the lesson. We are always praying earnestly for you, that you may have a deep knowledge of God's will. And we're going to flip, if we're using our physical book, all the way back to the readings for ordinary time. And we're going to say a reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. This is chapter 12, so getting on toward the very end of the prophecies of the book of Daniel, to the very end. The caption is, A Prophecy Concerning the Last Day and the Resurrection. The angel said to me, At that time there shall arise Michael, the great prince, guardian of your people. It shall be a time unsurpassed in distress, since nations began until that time. At that time your people shall escape, everyone who is found written in the book. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awaken. Some shall live forever, Others shall be in everlasting horror and disgrace. But the wise shall shine brightly like the splendor of the firmament, which is the sky. And those who lead the many to justice shall be like the stars forever. As for you, Daniel, keep secret the message and seal the book until the end time. Many shall fall away and evil shall increase. I, Daniel, looked and saw two others, one standing on either bank of the river. One of them said to the man clothed in linen, who was upstream, "How long shall it be to the end of these appalling things?" The man clothed in linen, who was upstream, lifted his right and left hands to heaven, and I heard him swear by him who lives forever and ever that it should be a year, 2 years, a half year, and that when the power of the destroyer of the holy people was brought to an end, all these things should end. I heard, but I did not understand. So I asked, "My Lord, what follows this?" "Go, Daniel," he said, "because the words are to be kept secret and sealed until the end time. Many shall be refined, purified, and tested, but the wicked shall prove wicked. None of them shall have understanding, but the wise shall have it. From the time that the daily sacrifice is abolished and the horrible abomination is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is the man who has patience and perseveres until the 1,335 days. Go take your rest. You shall arise for your reward at the end of days. Responsory prayer. Those considered worthy of the resurrection from the dead can no longer die. They are like angels. They are the sons of God, because they are sons of the resurrection. He is not a God of the dead, but of the living. To him all things are alive. They are like angels. They are sons of God, because they are sons of the resurrection. And our second reading, taken from the tradition of the church, is again from that same homily, written in the second century that we've been reading. If memory serves, this might be the one called Second Clement, though I don't really know. But we don't know who wrote it, but the church thought it was powerful to write it down and continue to encourage with the words of the preacher. But again, not scripture, but very powerful. Let us be sure that when the day of judgment comes, our place will be among those who give thanks to God and have served him, and not with the ungodly who face condemnation. As for myself, I am only a sinner, not yet beyond the reach of temptation, but even amidst all the devil's machinations, I still strive to make progress and hope to attain at least some virtue, for I fear the judgment that awaits me. My brothers and sisters, you have heard the word of God, who is the very fountainhead of truth. Therefore, I now read you an appeal to heed what is written, and thereby save yourself, both yourselves and your reader. The reward I ask is that you repent with your whole heart to save yourselves and find life. If we do this, we shall set an example for all young people, for whom the glory and goodness of God is a challenge to be generous in his service. Let me say also that when we are given a warning and corrected for doing something wrong, we should not be so foolish as to take offense and be angry. There are times when we are unconscious of the sins we commit because our hearts are fickle, lacking in faith, and futile desires becloud our minds. We need to pull ourselves up, therefore, because our very salvation is at stake. Those who keep God's commandments will have a reason to rejoice. For a short time in this world, they may have to suffer, but they will rise again, and their reward will endure forever. No one who holds God in reverence should grieve over the hardships of this present time, for a time of blessedness awaits him. He will again live in heaven in the company of all those who have gone before him. For all eternity he will rejoice, never to know sorrow again. So do not be disturbed at the sight of wicked men possessing great wealth, while the servants of God suffer want. We, my brothers and sisters, must have faith, competing as we are in the arena of the living God. We are receiving the training in this present life that will make us worthy to be crowned in the life to come. No honest man becomes rich overnight. He has to wait for the reward of his labors. If God gave virtue an immediate recompense, we should straightway find ourselves engaging in commerce instead of perfecting ourselves in his service. Although to all outward appearances we might be irreproachable, we should not be seeking God, but our own advantage, and bringing down on our sinful souls the divine judgment that would soon make us feel the full weight of our chains. To the one invisible God, the Father of truth, who sent forth the Savior, the author of immortality, and through him revealed to us the truth and the heavenly life. To him be glory throughout all ages, forever and ever. Amen. Responsory prayer. Turn away from evil and do good, for the Lord loves what is right and does not abandon his holy ones. Do not emulate the wicked or envy those who do wrong, for the Lord loves what is right. What a very powerful second reading. Hopefully, if you're a Protestant or a non-denominational Christian, you can also appreciate how beautiful what the Catholic Church offers us in this office is, especially when we have readings like that. Now the final prayer. God of mercy, give us strength. May we who honor the memory of the Mother of God rise above our sins and failings with the help of her prayers. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, don't forget to pray and offer the church's prayers like plenary indulgences and partial indulgences for your deceased friends and relatives during this month of November. Also, if you want to join our great patron of this ministry of the Divine Office in this prayer group is Greg Neusberger, the author and leader of Faith, Hope, Love Ministries, and he would love it if you would come to the special prayer during the month of November, the Flame of Love Rosary special prayers for the deceased. And he wouldn't let me get off, you know, he would, but I will give him the gift of promoting his program as well. So have a great rest of your day. Dana signing off on this beautiful Saturday.